spatially expand my horizons. Then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the cheese to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. Can't forget to focus on the picture in front of me. Do it clear as DVD on digital TV screens. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition from your friend's expedition. Mr. Big Billy, if you really wanna know, ask Chili, could I be a silly hoe? Not really. T-bars and all my senoritas are stepping on your felines, but you don't hit me though.
No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
This song is called Hot Summer.
Welcome to 24 Hours of Student Power. Here on
My
CITR.
Name is Nelly. Here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We are here with Film Society, mm-hmm. UBC Film Society. Mm-hmm. Yes, introduce yourselves and your position, I guess.
I'm Joey. I'm the theater manager at Film Society.
I'm Quincy. I don't really have a position, I guess. I don't know. I'm a projectionist. Member at large. Sure.
Member at large. Is one of you responsible for the readings on the marquee outside the theater?
Yeah, I'm responsible for those, always.
It's pretty good, pretty good. For people who don't know, where is Film Society's location?
We exist in the hearts and minds of the student body.
Oh, it's good.
But the norm is in the sub.
Right.
It's under the sign. It's near the bagel place.
As is our club room, yeah, in the corner, though.
Nice. One of the best club rooms on campus.
Indeed.
Maybe second best to CITR.
Second best.
Ooh. It's contentious. It's contentious.
Cool.
So, what's the purpose of your club? Why should we care?
Why should anybody care about, like, cinema? Right? Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, any art form?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's like, I don't know. We're bringing a very valuable art form to the UBC campus, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we all like movies. Everyone likes movies. We're trying to make sure people can see movies in a movie theater, which is how they should be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys showed a bunch of great movies this semester. Changed things up from last year mm-hmm. while you were only playing, like, second runs. And this year, I feel like there's been some more, I don't know, like, better movies or, like, older movies or, I don't know, focus on, like, specific directors that you've shown a few films by.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun this year with choosing some kind of, yeah, more fun, kind of more classic movies. Played a couple of Wes Anderson films. We've been doing a bit of a David Lynch retrospective, so we played Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive, and we're playing Wild at Heart when you come back to school, or when we come back to school
in January.
Yeah. Very exciting. I saw Blue Velvet for the first time in the Norm and was sufficiently weirded out, I can say, but I would highly recommend watching it if you haven't. Yeah. Cool, because a lot of these movies, I feel like you don't get a chance to see them mm-hmm. in a theater anymore, right? And for the cheapest price that any movie is ever going to be at this point, too. $5 for members?
$5 and $4 for members.
Wow. Yeah, and we have cheap popcorn, too, and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cheap experience. Exception, you know.
Cheap in monetary.
It's a priceless experience. You can't put a price on that.
No.
Exactly. And so how would one acquire one of these memberships?
You can either buy them at our regular screenings or at our beer gardens, or you can just drop in when there's an executive in the club room.
Nice.
And, yeah, we can accommodate you, and it's pretty easy.
It costs $10, but if you want to see movies regularly or if you want to come to our beer gardens, which we hold every month, you end up saving money, so it's not that expensive.
And if you get like 15 credits for volunteering at the theater, you get your money back, although there's been some...
Yeah, we don't really know how the credits work.
About the credit system recently, yeah.
It exists.
But yeah,
if you get also 20 of them, you get your money back.
Yeah. You get some number of them. If you want to, you can also volunteer with a membership, though, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you get to learn how to work in a movie theater, which is... Who doesn't want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I wasn't here, I'd probably be there.
Yeah.
Honesty. Yeah. Okay, so you touched on... We will talk more about volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
But you touched on something that people may not be familiar with, this concept of a beer garden. What does that entail?
Well, a beer garden...
A beer garden in association with a movie.
Okay, yeah. Traditionally, a beer garden's like... a nice place outside where there are tables and there are like trees and you go and drink beer in a nice environment. And we try bringing you the same thing, but the nice environment is kind of like primarily brought about by a nostalgic film, which everybody enjoys and remembers and laughs at while drunk. And so we sell beer and for the low prices of, like, I don't know, just low prices.
Couple bucks. There's no sunlight at our beer gardens, though.
So there's no sunlight.
That's
yeah.
where the low prices come in.
You normally don't want sunlight in a movie theater, I would argue.
Yeah. Take away from it, probably. but yeah, we show a film. We have an intermission. We have games. We have prizes. We have a good time.
Hmm.
Yeah. Our classic one is like the Big Lebowski one. We just had a second annual, 10th annual one in November. Yeah.
We had bands play one time.
Yeah.
In with a our group joint event with CITR.
Yeah.
Yes. Very successful.
Very successful. Mm-hmm.
There was a mosh pit in the dorm. Yeah. Just saying.
How often does that happen?
Never.
Once.
I mean, yeah. But it made my year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. School of Rock Beer Garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, what beer gardens can we look forward to in the new year?
We are doing Clueless for sure. That's going to happen in January. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's a movie we all love. So you probably love. It's a great movie. Some other ideas floating around. I don't know how like set in stone they are. I think we want to do Pulp Fiction, which would be also a ton of fun. Yeah, I mean, I have some ideas personally I'd love to see, but I can't really comment for the club. So,
It's kind of a particular type of movie that you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that people can like shout out to and other people don't get mad, really.
Yeah, there's also been talk of a couple of years ago we did a Loom Beer Garden, which went well.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been talk of doing that, trying that again.
Interesting.
Yeah, The Room is famously one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that usually our beer gardens are, like, pretty good movies, I think. So, yeah, we generally try and kind of get movies that people know or might remember, with some nostalgic value and that aren't too heavy mm-hmm. that you can kind of shout out to and enjoy getting drunk to. So,
yeah.
The Room would be a good one. The last time I saw The Room was at 9:30 a.m. for my cult cinema class.
No.
I think I would like to see it in a beer gardening setting.
Yeah,
it's a funny experience being drunk, watching a movie. It works really well when you can be really loud about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an interactive experience, and movies aren't usually like that. Well, in a loud sense, I guess, anyways. Anyways, we're going to play a track from Clueless. What is this song, Nelly?
The song is called Kids in America, and it's by the Muffs. And I forgot at what point. I think it's like some montage where like everyone's like hanging out by the pool when they play this. But yeah, the Clueless soundtrack is great.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to play some of that.
You are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing, heading down. I search for the beating, it's dirty down. Down, down, the young ones are going. Down, down, the young ones are going. We're the kids in America. We're the kids in America.
Pacino.
Yeah.